more about Joe. Yeah, Joe was far from a comfortable leader. He knew what had worked in the past. He'd learnt a lot right back into the playground. He'd learned how to survive. Joe knew what the shareholders expected. Joe knew what everyone expected. The problem Joe had actually was that he was less and less sure what he expected himself. His own father had got out to play golf every Thursday. That is, you know, wasn't Joe's way. He had to be a leader. He had to show all hands to the tiller. Actually, it was even safer being at work, because when he was out in the golf club, there was a chance that somebody might, you know, ask him a question and Joe wouldn't know whether he was to give the official answer or whether he'd be breaking the stock market rules, or he wasn't even sure what he could say and what he couldn't say. He knew what he wanted to say, but he wasn't strong enough to say it. Joe was out of the practice, really, I suppose, at saying what he really thought. He couldn't quite remember what he stood for. That was bad enough, but there was a worse situation. And, you know, in the background from work, you know, Joe maintained a front, but at home things were not happy. Joe hadn't been there for his daughter's first Holy Communion. No, that day they had a board meeting, very important. Had to get ready to meet the minister 2 days later. Joe hadn't been there. Joe had cut his holiday short a few times, more than a few times. If it wasn't one crisis, it was another. It was a, you know, shortage of water, shortage of light, shortage of good quality suppliers, you know, breaking quality assurance regulations, all these things that Joe had to deal with and lead the company through. He didn't actually see his youngest son going to bed very often, and he gradually forgot. He forgot what Roald Dahl sounded like. He forgot Matilda. Yeah, Joe gradually forgot a lot. But things got worse. His wife and I, and him, his wife and himself. Yeah, they had their troubles too. Well, you know, I can't tell you the whole Joe story. There's some things which it wouldn't be fair and right and proper for me to break. You know, I'd be breaking a confidence. But let me just give you a small little summary of what Joe said to me. He said, I've lost it. I've lost my sense of play. I've lost my sense of fun. I've kind of lost myself, really. And she's right, you know, she's right. My wife says that I'm no longer the guy that she married. That, you know, once upon a time I used to have more buzz to me. And Joe told me once that he felt as if he'd become incredibly successful at doing loads and loads of work things, working for the company. But he was fundamentally a failure when it came to fun. He was at rock bottom that day. I remember it well. It took quite a lot to pick him up. But Joe did get up. Yeah, there's a good chapter to come. Yeah, he almost reached the bottom, until one day, Joe had a bit of a dream. Never was quite sure whether it was a dream or a memory or whatever it was, and he was transported back into that playground at school. He was transported back to the fun that they had, the drama that they had, the enjoyment that they had. And above all, he was transported back through a tiny snippet of conversation he had with his best friend at school. The tiny snippet of conversation revolved around plans they had to go to America.
plans to go to America as soon as they left school. Plans to go on a Greyhound bus to every one of the states in the United States. To start off in New York and go right up the top, all the way round, and then back across the middle, and whatever way they did it, in the dream, Joe hit every state. Actually made it to every one. Even found somebody foolish enough or wise enough to say, look, hop into my plane, we're going to Alaska. Now, in the dream, that person was in New Orleans. So Joe was transported in the dream from New Orleans to Alaska. Actually, when Joe told me this part of the story, I forgot to ask him if he ever got to Hawaii, because the sheer point about it was that in this dream, Joe had an epiphany. He absolutely had an amazing experience. He dreamt that he actually had been able to get everything he wanted. He had been able to go play his way across America. And Joe got out of bed that morning with a spring in his steps. It hadn't been a nightmare. It had been an absolute call to action. He got out of bed, he dressed, went down to the kitchen, he got all of the breakfast things out, and instead of going out the door and straight out to work while everybody else was half asleep, he made the breakfast. Not on the weekend, midweek, before he went to work. He didn't even ring ahead to say that he was going to be in later than usual. No, Joe actually had breakfast at home on a Thursday morning and didn't actually leave the house until the same time that his wife took his daughter to school. Joe became a little bit of a delinquent. He started to break his own rules. He couldn't give a damn what people thought about the fact that he walked into the office at 9:30 that morning. He didn't give a damn. The only thing he did was smile, huge smile, to himself as he walked in. "Morning, John," he said to his personal assistant, executive assistant, basically his right-hand person who he worked closest with on a daily basis, day in, day out, and who basically made sure that everybody did the key things that Joe felt needed to be done. Yeah, the CEO had an executive assistant, personal assistant. "Good morning, John. Come in here a minute. Sit down." And the two guys sat down and had a cup of tea together. Joe looked at John and he said, "John, where's that radio we used to have here about 15 years ago in the office? I don't see it anymore. I want you to go out and buy us a drop-dead gorgeous, one of these drop-dead wonderful digital small little gizmos so we can get Spotify in here, and that'll give us as much music as we could possibly want, and get something decent which we'll actually be able to play, not just here in this office, but we'll have the power and the amplification and the sound that we could play a decent old sound in the in the big general office, okay?" At this, John nodded. He said, "And look, by the way, while you're at it, John, okay, here's a little treat for you. Go out and buy your top five CDs. Don't care what they are. Just buy them. Put them in your drawer and say nothing to anybody." Well, I won't bore you with the whole details of the story, but actually that's exactly what John did. Later that day, the new piece of kit with a right up to date, I think it was a Bose system that John bought. Something anyway that was pretty good. Anyway, that was installed too.
That was a mobile system operated on the basis of a Wi-Fi and could be carried around very easily throughout the office. And later that day, Joe called a little meeting. He actually went out into the general office where there were lots and lots of people. And he said, look, can I have a moment of your time, please? A moment of your time. I'd like to invite you on Friday to join me for a very small internal event. Nobody outside the company invites you to this, just ourselves, right? A special little event. I bought a new music player today, and I'll be using it on Friday, and I'd be really glad if you'd come along to it. And with that, he left it. On Friday came, lots of people came. You don't turn down the CEO when the CEO invites you. They found food there. Caterers had been brought in. There was food, and there was music playing very soon after they all came together. Joe took charge, he played, he started playing a little bit of background music, and then he said to people, he said, look, many of you don't know this, but I have been a mad fan of music. Music has meant so much to me in my life, and I miss it. And I'm fed up of missing it, and I've decided that I'm going to actually play music at work. I'm going to play it at home as well, but I'm going to actually play some of my favourite music at work, and today I'm going to play it for you. And during the next 45 minutes, I'm going to actually tell you what my favourite piece of music of all are. And with that, he launched into one of his favourites. Yeah, The Sound of Music. My heart is alive with The Sound of Music. That, play that first. I won't tell you all Joe's favourite music. He had very Catholic taste. But he interspersed the music with little stuff about his own passion for it, his own love of it, how much he missed it, where he'd heard various songs, where he'd heard it, how much he wished he was a musician himself. And by the time he finished, all the people in the place were completely blown away because they'd never ever heard their CEO go on like this. There wasn't a single word about work. There wasn't a single thing about targets and vision and competition and best practice and all of that and balanced scorecards. There was none of that in the conversation. It was completely different from any message they'd ever received from the CEO before. At the end, Joe thanked everybody. He thanked everybody for coming. And then he said, I've got a small announcement to make. You probably think I'm batty that I've done this, but this is actually something that's so important that I'm going to invite every one of the directors to do the same. I'm going to invite them to take up a Friday. You know, I've never liked this dress-down Friday idea anyway. I think it's a bit of a fad, and I didn't think there was any real substance to it. Wasn't very keen on it, but, you know, other people like it, but never mind. No, this is going to be, I'm going to ask each of the directors. I'm going to ask them. No pressure on them. They don't have to do it. But I'm going to ask them to do the same thing we've done today. We'll lay on a bit of food for ourselves. We'll shut down all the phones as much as possible. And we'll have a little session here on a Friday, which for ourselves, for an hour, no more than an hour. And we're going to play music. We're going to play music. We're going to play not just any music. We're going to play our own favourite music. So whoever's in charge of the session on that Friday gets to play their own kind of music. And there'll be no walking out in disgust. You may find yourself listening to music you don't particularly fancy. But what you're going to be finding out is what the HR director likes for music, what the IT director likes for music, and even what the finance director likes for music. And then we might do something else after that. With that, that was the beginning of it. That was the beginning of Joe making so many changes in the company. Piece by piece, he began with music, and when the directors had all done their bit, other people in the company came forward saying they'd like to do their bit. And then one day, John came to him and he said, look, I've been talking to the guy who does our Facebook page. He does our social media. And they've been talking in the social media team. And he said, you know, lots of the people there know who likes this company. And it turns out that a number of the people who are musicians, relatively famous musicians, have actually liked our company on Facebook. And there are a couple more who've even gone beyond that and have followed us on Twitter and have actually sent one or two tweets about us out. And there's even one, just one of them alone, customer of the company, who's put photographs on their Instagram of our products and passed comments about them, and even actually came up with one or two good suggestions for what we could do better. Here's the idea. The others have asked me to pitch this to you. It's their idea. And in fact, it was actually, I don't know, it was one of the women who work on Facebook. I don't know which one of them was, actually, to be honest. But anyway, they all agreed with it. Anyway, the whole thing is that they think that we could even invite live musicians to come in here at lunchtime and play on a Friday. Now, nobody thinks you like this idea. Nobody thinks you... They think you're okay with the playing the music, but the idea of live music... And Joe said, stop. Whose idea was this? Well, I can find out exactly. Okay. Get him a big box of chocolates, a big bunch of flowers. Congratulate them. Actually, no. Give it to the whole social media team, right? Go out and buy 3 boxes of chocolates, right? So there's at least about 4 each and a few each for them to take home, right? Give it to them. Tell them it's the best idea the CEO has heard in the last 5 years at work, right? Tell them make it happen. Tell it is up to them who comes in. Tell them they have to arrange all the sound things. They have to make sure that everything works properly. And it can't take more than an hour. And it's to happen as soon as they can make it happen. And the whole thing is up to them. And it's all voluntary, right? It's totally voluntary. These people coming in are volunteers. By the way, we'll give them some free samples to take away and all that sort of thing. But there ain't no money changing hands, right? But we're going to make this happen. And that's how it began. And I won't bore you the rest of the story because actually it went a bit further. Further down the line. That happened, by the way. The music happened. People talked about it. I mean, gradually, piece by piece, the whole atmosphere in the building started to change. Joe did nothing. He just did his own thing, really. Until one day Joe came into work and asked to see John again. He said, John, you know, so we're changing here. Something's changing, right? We're not the same company we were before. We're selling the same goods. We're selling the same services. You know, all that's the same, right? But John, our website, is it really us anymore? After all, we've changed a little bit of our personality. Now it's very safe, it's very professional, it's absolutely, we have all the kite marks you want, all the quality assurance you could possibly want. But actually, if people come and meet us, they're not going to meet this totally staid, tight-arsed company that they might have expected. No. They're going to meet a company that's got a bit of a sense of fun, play, adventure, music. I mean, it is really the kind of company that... Actually, by the way, John, we ain't got any decent paintings on the wall around here, right? All we've got is that boring old stuff advertising ourselves, right? I leave that to you, but there's a little idea you might like to discuss with the others. Anyway, that was when we got involved with Joe's company because Joe decided he wanted a new website. Well, in fact, he didn't really. The word went out that the CEO, Joe, wasn't totally enamoured with the website and it didn't exactly reflect the current ethos of the company. Things had changed and the website should be the way we are, what people experience. There should be complete consistency. And that's it. That's the story of Joe. That's a lot of the story, not all of it, but that's how come Joe put the fun back into work. Joe became a player.